All right, and we're about to wrap up the final hour. As I said, this bebop music has become kind of a test music. Most musicians that want to play jazz have to spend some time learning this tradition. I'm going to play two very different versions of the tune Donna Lee, which you heard at the beginning of the first hour. The first is a recording from 1976 by bassist Jaco Pastorius. When he made this recording, most bass players, when they played the electric bass, were content to play in the rhythm section. If they took solos, they very often would use a melodic language that wasn't as complex or sophisticated as some of the other sax players or trumpet players that they were playing with. So very often the bass player would have a completely different melodic vocabulary. When this record came out in 1976, Jaco Pastorius said, I'm going to use the exact same harmonic and melodic language that everybody else is using. We fast forward about 15 years after that, a French-Canadian electric bass player makes a recording of this same tune, and he says that when he does Donna Lee, he doesn't do it in memory of Charlie Parker. He does it in memory of Jaco Pastorius, who, after Jaco played the bass, every bass player had to reevaluate how much time they had to spend working on the traditions of 50 years ago. So we're probably going to get faded out on Alan Caron's version of Donna Lee. So I'll see you next week when we start talking about cool and West Coast jazz.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.